Right.
Hey, I have been always interested in extraterrestrial life, and I don't know if it's true or not, but I had heard that someone was saying that you had seen a UFO. NASA said, don't say anything about it. We might as well get it from the horse's mouth, Buzz. Did you see anything unusual up there?
Well, you know, a guy by the name of Charles Berlitz wrote something about the Roswell incident, and to establish his credibility, he had a little table in the front of his book which attempted to take advantage of alleged observations of people, of unusual sightings. And he specifically referred to Anglia TV's reported this, that had been cited by somebody else, that Neil and I saw some green things, green creatures. Well, this kind of spoiled my credibility. And a lot of other people. So I decided to take him to court and sue him because he was repeating phrases that were inaccurate. He's not done the right kind of, well, we won the suit. And I, you know, hopefully it would cause a few people to be a little bit more careful in how they try and treat trusted servants
absolutely.
Of our government and of our people to tell the truth. I just feel that it's a little irresponsible of people to especially after so many years, to bring up subjects that that have been explained rather thoroughly, especially in our case in debriefings. I happen to see some flashes at night trying to go to sleep, and it turned out that these are high velocity, very ultra high velocity Z particles that I thought that what I was seeing was the particles penetrating the cabin when the lights were out.
Right.
But turned out that wasn't the case. The next mission that went up there could see them with their eyes shut, which meant that they were impacting the fluid in the eyeballs themselves and making an impact on the retina of the eye.
So, darn, you and Neil didn't see any spacecraft on the moon after all.
Any spacecraft? No, just ours. Just ours.
That's what I thought.
It was magnificent desolation.
Do you believe, I know Edgar Mitchell, I've talked to him on the program before, he believes that there is extraterrestrial life out there somewhere. Are you?
Well, I, you know, I don't think that's so amazing when you consider the size of our galaxy, 100,000 light years across in diameter, and ours is but one of billions of other galaxies, and they're separated by at least 20, 50 times the diameter of our swirling Milky Way galaxy. Each one is separated by quite a distance. To talk about intergalactic travel, when we understand the laws of physics as enunciated by Einstein and verified by most everyone else, credible, the speed of light is just not something that creatures the size of human beings inside of spacecraft that are housing them, the speed of light is just not going to be exceeded. It is a barrier that that causes time to change.
Yeah.
It causes the mass of things to grow to essentially infinity, and it's just not going to be possible. But within the limits of perception, of identification, there certainly will be an understanding that habitable conditions exist throughout our galaxy and throughout the universe. And among all of those habitable conditions, maybe one in a million, maybe one in a billion, will have the conditions that will allow creatures to move around, exchange communication with each other, pick up pieces of wood or something and rub them together and cause fire. dig down into the soil or material and melt some of that stuff into wires and put those wires and metal and aluminum and all that stuff together and make a spacecraft and ignite it with a rocket and send it from one place to another. That's intelligence.
Yeah, sure.
Of course,
is.
It's intelligence to communicate with great artistic creations of renditions of art and of writings. So there's bound to be intelligence, but most rare among the habitable creatures out there. Now, that's just a guess on my part, but it's a guess I think that is pretty well substantiated. When I grew up, we did not have evidence that the sun was a nuclear reaction converting hydrogen into helium.
True.
And that was the source of the energy. We did not know that there were other galaxies beyond the stars that we could perceive.
And we're finding new planets now. We didn't even know that then, outside of the solar system.
I guess it's several hundred now that
Absolutely.
We've identified, but most of them are quite big from our deductions because of the motion of the parent star.
Buzz,
gives us a clue.
We're running out of time, and I know you have to go. First of all, I want to thank you for your service to this country on behalf of everybody listening to this program. We just adore you and what you've done. And even though you're 76, if they asked you to go up again, would you do it?
Well, our present president, in his first term, during an election year, proposed a plan called the Vision for Space Exploration that commits us to completing the space station and the remaining flights of the orbiter before we retire it, while at the same time we develop the spacecraft to be able to return to the moon and then go on to Mars and beyond. And that's a plan, and I think it's a very bold plan. Now, exactly how we implement that, there are a lot of details, and as people say, the devil is in the details.
You got it. Would you go, Buzz? Would you go?
We're going to do it. Well, nobody's going to ask me to go at my age.